Howdy, howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 426, Make It Your Own. Hey, did you guys have a great Thanksgiving? Heard from a number of you, mostly about Black Friday sales. There was a lot. I mean, from Nikon Direct all the way to Bedford's and, wow, almost everybody in between. One common question was, did I get anything on Black Friday special? You know, I'm very fortunate. So there wasn't like anything I needed, but there's a couple things I kind of wanted, and I broke down. One of them, it's really trivial, but you guys asked. We got the Shark robot for the house. We had, we call it the maid affectionately. We had an iRobot, a little long the tooth, 4 years old, a lovely daughter cat, swears by her Shark. So we picked one up and yeah, it does a great job. So that's a biggie. The other one, maybe not so trivial. I've been thinking about and I'm changing up how I'm going to travel in 2025 with camera and personal gear. And to be honest with you, I just don't want to be a slave to those big weights anymore. So Eagle Creek had their ORV or the OV trunks on sale. So I did get the smaller 30-inch. I had the 36, which I loved. I've used for so many, God, since day one. It's got to be at least 20-plus years. So I got the smaller one, and so that's my two. Not very exciting, but hey, I love hearing your stories and sharing your excitement for yours. So thanks for reaching out. I do appreciate the community more than you can imagine. So I am still recording using Adobe Podcast Beta. And last week I mentioned I was using their new Enhanced Voice 2. Yeah, I blew it. I didn't click the right box. So yeah, that one did not get enhanced. So this one, I did click the box, and supposedly it will be enhanced. You will find the transcript still on the blog post for the podcast on the website, moosepeterson.com, as well as Spotify and iTunes and other great spots. So that's there for you. One thing I don't really mention much here on the podcast is the books that I read. I read I want to say voraciously, but, you know, typically 12 to 14 books a year. This year I'm at 13. I just finished. The book I just finished just came out a couple months ago. My good friend Thomas in Calgary, when I was up with him, had just finished reading it. He actually knows the author, and he said, this is a book that I had to read. And I said, what's it about? And he said, it's about the Fort McMurray fire in 2016. And I'm like, why would I want to read a book about a fire in Fort McMurray? He goes, just read it. And so I like, okay. I looked at the book, and the first thing I noticed being a book person is it's over 400 pages. That's a little bit of a time sink into one book. That's quite a bit. And then it's the title, Fire Weather, you know, and of course it's about the fire in Fort McMurray. Well, I got to tell you, it's a book you got to read. It's more than just about a fire in a town that's massive in Canada where tar sands for street slang is heavily mined in its products brought to North America. Through the pipelines. It is, the whole title is Fire Weather, A True Story from a Hotter World, and it's by John Valiant. It is a great read. Some sections are just page burners. Some of the sections on the science, it takes a second. There's a lot there. And for a good reason. And probably when you get about two-thirds through it, you better have some sort of something keep you happy, because it gets a bit depressing. But just if you want to be a little bit more aware, and as a photographer, being aware, that's really an important thing. If you want to be a part of the solution, which as photographers, I really would encourage you and pray that you do, Fire Weather is a book that you should check out. Just released, like I mentioned a couple months ago, you can get it on Amazon or any of your favorite places to buy books. And as Jerry asked, yes, you can get it on Audible Books too. So it's a powerful read. Check it out, Fire Weather. Well, they finally came out. I got my hands on them. That's the Arcrest 2 filters. Get them at my good friends at Bedford's. So, first thing you're going to notice when you look on the web, there's a lot of people that have been writing about them having a gold filter band. Yeah, I'm not sure what that's about. If that's something that's offshore and not in North America, no, they don't have some garish gold band. They do have a pseudo goldish copperish printing on the filter ring. But really, what's important about the Arcrest 2, and there's a blog post going up later today about them, is they are, and it's hard to believe, a superior filter than what I was already using on my camera, the Nikon NC. And these, I don't want to say they're bulletproof, but I was reading the user manual, so that kind of intrigued me. The filters have a user manual. And one of the things they kind of mentioned was the possibility of more flare. I said, oh, well, I go check it out. Yeah, they have less flare from what from my very rudimentary going out looking at the sun. They are a spectacular filter in glass. And I just wanted to bring it to your attention. I've had filters on since day one. They protect my gear because I'm out in all sorts of adverse weather, dealing with aircraft that like to spit out oil. And I don't want it on my really expensive, fine Nikon Z lenses. So the filter takes the brunt. And it was time to swap out some. Check out the blog post later. The Arcrest 2 filters at my good friends Bedford's, bedfords.com. Another update since that's happened here at the office, I want to make you aware of, because I had a couple questions about it. For a long time, I had the iMac M1 computer. And it was not the full memory on it, but it was brand new M1 chip. And I kind of thought that I was led to believe that it would take care of my needs. And well, for the last, I'm going to say all of this year, it was very frustrating. It was slowing me down, not speeding me up. And I buy a lot of the gear I have, because that's the only way I can buy time, is it speeds things up. So I went out and I got the new iMac M4. It is fully loaded. I didn't get the touchy-feely screen, but otherwise, fully loaded. And I'm here to tell you, boy, it rocks. I'm back to being able to edit video while sorting through thousands of images and bridge and open up Photoshop to size them for putting in the video and doesn't miss a beat. A lot of people have been wondering about the iMac M4 because in this day and age, when you can buy a computer, I think mine was $2,600, I think it was, after the trade-in. And you can get a really nice desktop computer for that kind of price. You wonder if it's too good to be true. And I'm telling you, I'm loving it. It works phenomenally well. So that's the iMac M4. Well, like I mentioned, my good friend Bedford's, bedfords.com. So all the big sales are over with. probably by the time you listen to this today. But knowing Bedford's, they are so, so good people that like the massive sales on Nikkor F-mount lenses, massive price reductions those guys would more than honor that. And the best part is after you do that, you still get that 5% back after your purchase, the Moose discount. So they got the inventory, you know, like the Arcrest 2 filters. They have all the other really great stuff, no matter what brand, size, shape, they'll help on the budget. They have in-house financing. These guys have answers and service, and they just love photographers and photography. So head to Bedford's, bedford.com, whether it's in person, they got the new store, I'll be via the telephone, on the web, tell them Moose sent you, give yourself that 5% back, and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Moose podcast. Make it your own. One of the things I like to do when I go on trips is do a road trip where I have a couple hours where just the XM radio in my head and looking out the window, things sometimes clear out. And sometimes things, you know, come into focus that, well, are obvious, but they're not obvious when my mind's busy. We as photographers, boy, we do some silly things and stress out about stuff that it's in the long run doesn't get us anywhere. I was thinking back when I first moved out of my parents' house when I was 18 and went to college and had that apartment. I walked in that door and here's these four naked walls and just carpet and telephone and cable coming out the wall and this little kitchen. And I'm like, wow, it does not feel like home. And then I moved to a studio apartment because I couldn't afford the bigger apartment, not putting myself through school at the same time. So then I downsized and then I was in a Cracker Box. Still same scenario, except for it was two, it had more walls because it had a dividing wall, so small. And every time I moved somewhere, that feeling kind of hit me, which including the here at the ranch when we moved here 5 years ago. A lot more walls, but it was naked as could be. And it definitely didn't feel like home. But the last time that I moved, you know, moving all that stuff around or where we think we want to put this, that, or the other, I kept thinking about, you know, with time, it'll feel like home. We will make it our own. And it did. It took some time, which was not only the interior of the house, right, where you put furnishings and you put up your photographs and your mementos and your memories and, you know, things you want to constantly walk by and be reminded about in the past and good or bad and all those little treasure corners we have. And then the outside, making it make it my own for a place where I just love to sit and watch. Right now, I'm watching the winter horde of flickers are here. We now have three pileateds, two females and a male, that they come in and, man, they just clear out those flickers. Anyway, it's a process that, as I've talked about many times, requires time. And I thought about all this, and then within a few hours, kind of, I was with a herd of bighorn sheep. And I love bighorn sheep. I've talked about them a lot. I just added the 46,000th image to my digital file of bighorn sheep. That's 46,000. I have photographed them a bit. First time I photographed and worked with bighorn sheep was in 1981. Long time. I remember back in 1981, I would go out kind of fresh out of college, and we had the idea file. And the idea being that you go out and you look at what others have done, not to copy, not to mimic, but to get ideas how you could do the same thing, but make it your own, tell your own story with the same subject, but in your voice. And I saw some pictures of Bighorn Sheep that they were shot with film. They were hard earned. They were really hard earned. They couldn't raise the ISO if it's snowing like crazy. They could not easily change the white balance because the light was so blue. You had to work. You had to work really hard, especially when you're limited to just 36 exposures. And you do not know what a hell it is shooting in snow until you had to change a roll of film. And you realize if you got any snow inside that film gate, the film would stick and then it would tear. And then that was, oh. So today we have it really easy. Well, that photograph that I saw so long ago has stuck with me. Is that what drives me to go out and photograph sheep so much? Maybe in part, but this trip, I thought about, you know, how Sharon and I had finally, you know, the ranch, we've made it our own. It's just us, and it's warm and comfortable and secure. And I just thought that, and there I am with sheep, and it is just coming down, big wet snow, and it's coming down. And thinking about that photograph, and I've thought about that photograph for 40 years, and then all of a sudden I see it in the viewfinder, but I see it the way I want to tell it. I see it in my words, and I got that shot. And then for the next week, other shots of sheep that I had in my back of my mind that even after 46,000 digital clicks later, I didn't have, that started showing up. And it occurred to me that it's taken me that long to really be comfortable, to have everything in place that I need, which includes everything from, you know, the Benro tripod and wildlife head to the Z9 to the magical 600 f4 Z lens with its built-in teleconverter, how I want to work the white balance, how I want to deal with exposure, how I want to talk about that falling snow, all that scenario coming into the viewfinder, and the shot looking over the back, the eye coming through the curl with elements out of focus and in focus, all of those things. It took, in this case, a lot of time to make it all my own, to make that shot come through. Now, just because I've done that doesn't mean that I've got the shot that's going to make me rich or famous. I don't think there is one. But anyway, it is that source of pride, of comfort, of accomplishment, of no matter how long ago it was, you know, thought of, finally reaching the point where I got it. Doesn't mean I'm going to stop photographing sheep. I've got now something to build on. Don't know if I can do it for the next 40 years, but to make it your own, to get to the point, it's all up to you. It's not up to anybody else. Nobody else's opinion, advice, anything. It is strictly up to you. What you see in your imagination, what you feel in your heart, put them together in that viewfinder when you go click. That's how you make it your own. And if you need to feel like, okay, I'm really taking a long time. I don't think I should be taking a long time. I'm told I should do these things quickly. Because, guy, you go to the web. Oh, God, I get tired of those things. 5 quick steps to be a pro. Yeah, bullshit. You know, 5 quick ways to finish a photograph. Yeah, bullshit. I mean, there is no quick way of doing it, because if you wake up tomorrow, and God, please do, you're going to be a little bit different. You're going to evolve. You're going to make it your own. So find great satisfaction every time you do that. And just realize that, of course, now once you do make it your own and you do get that photograph, you have now done what? You have thrown down the gauntlet for you to be better. Make it your own. You folks have a marvelous week. Here we are in December, racing down to the new year. I can't believe that. But it's been a great year. I thank you for your support. Go out there and shoot. Remember to make every click your story.